It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you made it through 4th of July and burned some charcoal or used up some propane as you were cooking outside for your family and friends. I know that I went 4 for 4 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, cooking for people, doing all kinds of stuff. It was fun. One of them was a lot of work because it was a bigger party, about 60 people, but that was fun too. We'll talk a little bit about that. But you're our listening Grilling Guys. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Thanks, Conrad. Welcome to the Grilling Guys. It's still the smokiest show on the airwaves, bar none. But you can find us on thegrillingguys.com and get over there and give that site a look. You can find out how to get the show sent to your phone in case you miss us on Saturdays. You can check out all of our sponsors and click to the links and get deals on all sorts of things like MyPilla. And yeah, just a lot of great stuff. But it is weird summer.
You know, it is. We've got some decorative grasses, right? Those ones that grow real tall and stuff. They generally, we have a big one and a little one, and the little one was a split off the big one, right? And for 2 years, it was kind of like stunted growth.
Gonna die.
Yeah, right. And you're like, ah, man, I don't know if it's gonna make it, but we just left it there. This year, it's as big as the sister that it came from. It's weird. I mean, it from last year to this year, it's monstrous. And I don't know if it just takes 3 years or there's something in, but the other one that we took it from is huge now, too.
It identifies as a sister?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, you know, I don't know, mother, daughter, I don't know what it is. Right? Well, it's a plant relationship. It was a piece of the mothership, put it that way.
Well, thanks to our wonderful friend, that Polish girl, catering. She hooked me up with a couple of cats for my barn.
Oh, you got them now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, do they have names, Bob? We got to name them.
Well, no, we don't.
Oh.
Well, we have grandchildren having a contest to name them.
Oh, so. There you go. Even better. Yes. Even better. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them's name was Cece, so it's already named after one of my granddaughters. But the kids all want to name them, so they're, I think, having an arm wrestling competition or something.
Yeah.
She's like a foster mom for kitties.
Right. Yeah.
She raises them. So
you need to have someone else but you be the judge.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I'm just the one that feeds them and takes care of them and makes sure that the hawks don't take them away.
Right. Are they kittens or?
Well, they look like they're about 3-4 months old. They're pretty good size, but they're very skittish yet.
Okay.
I have the garage sealed up. They can use the pet door, but they haven't figured it out.
Yep.
And, of course, the other cat, Beef, she can go in and out. And
yeah, I'm betting the grandkids didn't name that one.
No, my daughter Emily did. So, you know, I'm working back in the HVAC business and having fun helping HVAC contractors and getting to see a lot of old friends. It's just kind of cool how many guys are still in the business, and we're all getting old. But the other day, well, the company is very large, and it distributes through about half of the country. And so they do things in mass. So they sent out these hot dog machines, these rollers, to every branch. And so, of course, anytime anything food comes in, the branch manager just looks at me and goes,
So he's already figured it out. You've been there a few weeks, and you're
No, they're dying to kick that stuff off on somebody because, well, so I used the hot dog roller machine for the first time. They're actually pretty cool.
What's this?
Like you see it. Speedway.
Gas station.
You just put the hot dogs on there, you set the different temperatures and whatever you want, and let it roll for half an hour, and you've got perfect hot dogs.
They're shiny, because
you don't burn them.
You don't burn them because it's just on a hot roller, and it just keeps turning and turning until the thing starts sweating.
Yeah, they get a little crispy on the outside.
When is one of you two guys going to have one of these at home by the pool?
Well, the branch manager.
That's what I have a grill for.
The branch manager told me, he said, I got one of these at home. Oh. I said, well, then why don't you do it? He said, I've never used it.
Oh, exactly.
But
I think it takes a while to heat up, doesn't it? Or did it heat up pretty quick?
Pretty quick.
Did it?
Yeah, surprisingly.
They're the little steel rollers, right? And you put the burger or the dog between two of them.
Right.
And it just rolls.
And you're supposed to leave it there for about, what, 8 to 10 hours before you put them out for the public?
According to a gas station, that's exactly right, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think most of them pay pretty close attention to them, but they only get better with time.
Oh, no. I'm not sure I'm up on that one, but whatever. Boy. I'll take your word for it.
So I got an interesting phone call from an old classmate. Next year, our little town of Reed City turns 150. So they're doing a big celebration. And apparently the city manager, his last name is Saladin. There's quite a few Saladins up there.
Is that a Shriner? Isn't that the temple? The Saladin temple is the Shriners?
Yeah. Did you drive in little baby cars to school when you were a kid?
And the red hat, right? Yeah.
There are quite a few families up there named Saladin. Anyway, they wear ball caps and they break knees. And anyway, this guy is a fan of the show.
Oh.
So he told this friend of mine to get a hold of me and see if I would put on a barbecue competition during that thing up there. So I will be helping them organize a barbecue competition in Reed City for their 150th birthday. And that's going to be fun.
Have fun with that. You and I did that out at Berlin Raceway. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but that's okay. We're going to do this one. The whole town comes home once a year. Because it's a small town, most of us grow up and leave. But once a year, they have Crossroads, and it's a huge event, and the beer tent is gigantic.
I know you've been up there before and participated in that. You brought a tent up and made some barbecue and tried to sell it.
We're all paying attention now. You said beer tent.
Oh, right. The beer tent is gigantic.
Ooh. Legendary.
I know no one in it.
Right.
So my buddy lives right down the street from there. Brian Allen lives right down the street from there. So I can normally like pitch a tent in his yard or stay in his guest house and just walk to his house when it's done. But that will be next year, and stay tuned because we're going to have some fun up there.
I'm wondering if I'm getting roped into this. I probably should block the date off on my calendar, and I can just be your grill bitch.
Well, I'm not going to grill. I'm just going to kind of organize it for them and show them what it should be done.
Oh.
And then I'm going to help them get some local judges.
Celebrity judge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the city manager. Saladin, you're on my list.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, that's where I went to middle school and high school, and there's a lot of fond memories of that town.
Sure.
Are the
officers that used to chase you around in your hot rod still there?
Or? Mostly dead.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, boy.
There's some interesting things have come out of that town, though. A guy named J.T. Miller moved in 1946 with, like, pennies in his pocket. And when he retired, he owned Miller Industries, and he had a huge, it's called Tube Light now.
Okay.
And he had a huge aluminum manufacturing business and built an airport there and cool little
Local legend.
Nartron, big business that builds generators for cars, alternators. And then my mother and all of her girlfriends worked at a place called, can't think of the name of it now. It's a giant company that's all over the country, made parts for NASA.
Okay.
Gardner Denver. And now there's all that's there is Yoplait. Yeah. Which is gigantic now,
right?
But most of the manufacturing is left.
Well, there we have it—a history of Reed City.
There, hey, no.
I was always wondering.
Yeah,
it's coming back, baby.
Right. 150 years of accomplishment, right there, summarized at the Grilling Guys in the first segment.
There's quite a bit more.
You can't get this anywhere
else
on
quite
radio.
A bit more.
I'm telling you that right now. All started around somebody wants to have a barbecue contest.
Let me tell you about hitchhiking.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. Okay.
But anyway, so that's interesting. But anyway, you know what? You gotta support your heritage, respect it, and go back there and help them out. And if you need me to be there to help you organize things, I will. If not, good luck with that. So Yeah, but anyway,
it'll be interesting.
At some point, we're going to get to barbecue, and I guess we did. We had a hot dog roller, but we're keeping it natural this week. And Bob is a big nature freak and likes to do things the right way. So we're going to talk about a few of those and maybe some barbecue sauce and how to make it. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.